SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan. Sa ili nisi mai utala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
Wailoa i se suesuenga na whaasalalawina na whaaiunga ili British Medical Journal. So o tanga i mea ai e whaao ngā i nai kemikale e pei o povi masima, ma le te leo wha ama i. Na wha aali ai fo'i o le te leo nei mea ai e te leai le suka ma le ngā o manufasi, e matuale ai se ao ngā te le mō le malolo ina o le tino o se tangata. O le iloilonga na whaia e se au su e su e mai au se talia nei, ma na wha asalalawina la tō wha ai unga i le British Journal of Medicine. O le tamaitai o Dr. Daisy Coyle, o se Research Fellow and Accredited Practicing Dietitian i le George Institute for Global Health, o ia na taita ia le suesuenga, ma na ia whaalia le so o tanga i mea ai nei, manisi o wha a mai onga onga, e awhi ai le mai fatu.
I think the main thing from this study that's new is the list of the 32 health outcomes that have been associated with ultra-processed foods. Some of the previous studies have focused on a certain disease area, whereas this is quite a comprehensive review that looked at a range of different health outcomes, and those 32 came out as having an association with ultra-processed food consumption. And the top two health outcomes that are linked to ultra-processed foods are increased risk of dying from cardiovascular disease, as well as mental health disorders, including anxiety.
A tonu o se tasi o itu e whaatuatua ina ai su etu enga whapenei. Ona e lata i leto o se fulu miliona tangata na hau fiai, a e le i whaatupeina e se kampani e iaini ona so o tanga male ngau singa o mea ai, po ni kampani te tele e whaatawina mea ai le lalolangi. Na saunoa Dr. Ellen Barkley o le University of Sydney i mata upu i taa umwafa ma le soifua ma loloina po o se dietitian, e le whaingofia ma taa upu i taa umwafa ma le soifua ma loloina. Ona e au fia ai le tūlanga wha le tamau a inga po o le socio-economic factor i a inga taitasi i au se taria nei.
It's been shown that if you have a diet very low in ultra-processed foods, or in other words, one that's based on minimally processed foods, it can cost around $70 Australian extra a week than one that's much higher in ultra-processed foods. So, and of course, the other interesting finding is that we know that older people consume far less ultra-processed foods than younger people. And I suspect there's an affordability side of things there, because we all know that younger Australians are under severe financial stress at the moment because of housing inequality and various other issues.
Na wai iai Dr. Daisy Coyle ile manatu, e iai le so o tanga ile au whai o tupe maua se ainga, ma leitu ainga tā umafa e laulawina i ainga mō mātua mawhāna ui aso taitasi. Na saunoa Dr. Coyle, ua tatawa na Yeisef e soasoani ale mālo i le tau o mea ai ao ngā mō le tino, e pei o fuala au aina, ma fuala au whaisua. Ae yei, se la fonga e whaataunga tā ai mea ai, e pei o povi masinima, ma pisupo, ma moa mai whale ainga fast foods.
I did some research a couple of years ago to look at purchases of ultra-processed foods across Australian households. And what I found is that, which is quite alarming, is that half of what we buy at the supermarket is ultra-processed foods. And we know that lower socioeconomic households purchase more ultra-processed foods. So when it comes to thinking about how we actually tackle this problem, I think it's really important that we take that equity angle into account. It's not fair to make ultra-processed foods more expensive without making the healthier alternatives cheaper.
O le isi tu ua mōli mawina i le au su asu e, o le to ala aiti o tu upulanga talavou e iloa, ma mawhai o na kukaina se mea ai mai fuala au aina, fuala au faisua, po a ano manufasi. e pei o se supo, se siau meni, po se isi lava i tu ai ngā kuka.
So I think rather than slapping warning labels on things, which is really, I think, you know, quite confronting and a very negative way of dealing with things, I think we should be investing in people's food literacy, their ability to select and prepare healthier foods to make them from scratch rather than just tell them this is no good. And, you know, we've got to address the whole issue with respect to time management. You know, commutes, particularly in some of the larger Australian cities, you know, can be up to an hour or more in each direction.
Oisi mea ai e pei o chips, mai le pepa, nanga osi ma le faa moe moe e te le aile suka ma le masima. Ma te le aile tau ma faina e tangata, ai matua le ai ma se ao ngā, I le tino ma loloina.
Depends on the person's individual health problems. So if there's a history of medical problems in the family, the intake should be as low as possible. What is a safe level? I don't think we have the answer to that yet. But what everyone should try to do is try to eat as less of it as possible. And so even if you drop your intake by one or two serves a day, that's going to be better from where you were. Because this research also showed that the higher your intake of ultra-processed foods, the higher your risk was for each of these diseases. So just swapping something out and introducing a piece of fruit or a vegetable would be a great start for people.
Ole reporting fa mau popoina Peki Giacomellos, more SBS News.
Like, share, mafaali sofinangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.